You're listening to the Office for Joint Administrative Intelligence Radio Service, OJAIRS. Welcome to our 80th episode, The Load Bearing Show. It opened with Proximity Index by Nina Hines, a composition developed for a film collaboration between myself and Brussels-based artist Gilles Hellemans, exploring the strange, pompous architectures clustered along Brussels' arterial motorway. The film attempts to register how modernist architecture makes us feel, the pressure it exerts, locating its affects somewhere between calm and coercion, heavy-handedness and emancipation. Here at OJAI, myself and Chris have been occupied by these questions for some time now. This month's broadcast is dedicated to architecture as an emotional and organizational transmitter. Prepare for an hour of music for buildings and architectural vignettes from the Eternal City. The show begins, as always, with a sonic artifact from our political and infrastructural sound archive, a signal of the tone of the broadcast. You will now hear the sound of a cement mixer, recorded on the German-Polish border in the summer of 2018, and this sound registers territorial anxiety and low-boiling, unspoken conflict. Standing where North Woods Road runs parallel to the evacuated zone between Marconi Avenue and the Five Eyes Slip Road. It's an attractive, assertive mid-century building, and the attention to detail in its manufacture suggests that it was constructed for some much more glamorous purpose. An embassy tower, a newspaper tower, or perhaps a corporate headquarters tower, now diligently filling out its winter years as a discount hotel tower. That said, The dignity of the original architectural expression is still razor sharp. It's a 50-story tall hunk of a megastructure made of sullen grey, almost black concrete with dark, mysterious, smoked glass windows. And there are thin strips of white concrete running horizontally between the floors. And this exact combination of materials configured precisely in this way is an unmistakable set of faded political instructions to prosperity, conformity, luxury, and progress. And we're standing at the edge of town in the no man's land that separates the periphery from the center, the hinterland from the metropolis, the out from the in. The hotel stands alone here and is the only large structure in the vicinity. As far as the eye can see, layers and layers of spaghetti junction where the arterial motorway gets tangled in the trunk roads that converge before bottlenecking in the city center. And there's a deep trench filled at least 20 lines wide with railway tracks that converge on the railway station spotted in the distance. And even from this distance, its language is very clear. Grey, beige, windowless, blast-proof, oppressive, Stockholm syndrome-inducing. We'll be right back.
la tienne, ne sachant pas que faire. Un jour de la tienne ont joué à la guerre, ils ont joué si bien qu'ils oublièrent de rire. Ils ont joué si bien qu'on aurait bien pu dire qu'il ne leur manquait plus que l'un de soi noir de peau. Le jaune étant exclu, c'était bien trop beau. Qu'il ne leur manquait plus que ce détail infime pour qu'entre les deux têtus se creusa un abîme. Il eut le moment où l'on défie le ciel. Le nez au firmament, les grattes chez les jultes, et le ciel patiemment ignore les insultes. Mais vient l'heure où dans le ciel la vérité se dévoile. Une pluie d'étoiles. Yeah, 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 yeah. Alors les gratte-ciels se sont faits tout petits. Alors les gratte-ciels ont sorti leur whisky. Et ils ont tant bu qu'ils ont tout oublié. Et ils ont tant bu qu'ils se sont écroulés.
Dear listeners, Grüße an alle Stadtbewohner. This is Chris transmitting from Berlin. Welcome to the OJAI Radio Load Bearing episode. Es lebe die tragende Konstruktion. The first track you heard was Hotel Tower, an excerpt from our Psycho-Urbanism radio play Eternal City, created back in 2019 as part of the Radio Orsi Manorama radio art project, commissioned by the Italian architect collective Paradise 2.0. More extracts from that broadcast will appear throughout the show. That was followed by Der Bau, The Building, by Smirsch, the band name, a Soviet portmanteau meaning Death to Spies. Then you heard an OJAI favorite, Skyscraper by Adamo, a song about drunkenness, violence, and architectural megalomania.
This is Babylon Square, the very center of the urban conglomeration,
where the great thoroughfares of Andreotti Street, Olof Palm Street, Brzezinski Street, Gladio Boulevard, Manchurian Avenue, and William Milton Cooper Avenue converge spectacularly. This is the beating administrative heart of the urban body, and the serious business of metropolitan management happens here. Scanning the space at a 360-degree angle sweep, the town hall, the federal police headquarters, the municipal police headquarters, the mixed broadcasting tower, the bureaucracy and social media museum, the public library, and last but not least, we're here to look at the jewel in the metropolitan crown, the Ministry for Cybersecurity. This reinforced concrete Adonis was executed as an inverted pyramid design in a color palette of nicotine stain and rich caramel. Public areas and citizen services required much less space than the offices and computer servers, and overhanging the upper floors allowed them to be much larger than the public spaces below. The building slopes at a 34-degree angle, with each of the seven above street levels being 5 meters wider than the one below. This inclined facade interacts in an overwhelming way with the buildings it faces downtown, and it provides protection from the relentless, intolerable weather conditions at street level. The cantilevered roof is 61 meters wide. The ground floor is 38.4 meters wide. To offset this unnerving top heaviness, three vast cylindrical pillars have been added to appear to uphold the structure. These pillars only provide visual support and do not bear the load of the building.
wings and we shall.
Hey!
Under sea, here are we. Slow motion speech, when we try to rise in the valley. Great long falls, dry stone walls, and the great white face, and the roots go into your body. Waiting room, with the railway fire, planes in your sky.
And goodbye.
I'm off to the subway. I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall building.
You have just heard Ministry of Cyber Security, an extract from OJAI's Eternal City 2019. This was followed by Diamorphosis, the first electroacoustic composition from 1957 by Yannis Xenakis, transferring architectural ideas into music. Then you heard John Hartford's Tall Buildings, followed by Diagrams, Tall Buildings.
At 12 o'clock, the Catholic Hospital, a 20-story horseshoe-shaped tower bodied forth in brilliant white marble and bright red concrete, giving the appearance of a neatly iced cake. It meets street level discreetly at a heavily fortified public plaza, complete with toilet duck water feature, religious grotto, security guards, and metal detectors. At 2 o'clock, construction work on a 10-story development of energy-efficient apartments has ground to a halt. The top-heavy structure has a slender street footprint with dramatic overhanging upper floors, like an upside-down Toblerone bar. Already obsolete carbon capture equipment, solar panels, and communications aerials jut out of every orifice of the structure, making the building look like it was drawn by a very young child. At 6 o'clock, where Alan Dulles Street crosses the paradeway, is the Socialist Hospital, which lands on the space like a righteous fist pounding a desk after winning an argument. It's a 9,000-bed modern university teaching hospital providing local acute services, specialized treatments, and experimental remedies. Its distinctive 70-floor orange concrete tower dominates the skyline, being the third tallest building in the city and the only downtown structure visible from outer space.